present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
How do you do? Well, hello again. Hello again and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the program which does for panel games what Jive Bunny does for the music of the 50s and 60s. And speaking of the 50s and 60s, will you please welcome on my right Timbrook Taylor and Willie Rushton. And on my left, Paul Merton and Barry Cryer. And by my side, as ever, the person who helps us score. I've had any number of letters accusing me of sexism for constantly referring to the lovely Samantha. So let's try another tack. Here's the woman with a face like the northward view of a southbound duck, Samantha. Now, it's for a very good reason that our first game is called Wuthering Hillocks.
What was that again, Hump?
Wuthering Hillocks.
Oh.
As the current recession continues to be felt in all areas, and particularly the entertainment industry, I'd like you, please, teams, to make suggestions for some cost-cutting versions of films, plays, books, or programs. Tim, I'd like you to start, please.
The Silence of the Chops.
Barry.
Wonderful French film, L'Âge d'Or, is now Little Door.
Willie?
L apostrophe A-G, it's French and I wish I was dead.
You are.
Barry est mort. And the French theme, Monsieur Hulot's mini break.
Minus 10 for going out of turn.
All right, home.
Do I get another 10 for getting back into turn again?
Yes, really.
Beckett is now Runcie.
Paul. The Terminator meets Abbott and Costello. Or failing that, Joseph and his amazing beige cardigan.
Right, open house now, any more?
Kevin Costner's Dances with Aston Villa.
Nabokov's Low Half Litre. Around the Block in 80 Days. Carmen Jones is now Griff Rhys Jones.
In Bed with Maradona. Some people might prefer it, you know.
Under Milk Stout.
London Transport's low budget version of the musical Seven Brides for Seven Sisters. No. Sound of Muesli.
A tribute to the Blues Brothers is now Piss Off Blues Brothers. Humphrey Bogart cheap remakes. The Big Sleep is now The Little Nap. The Short Tatar.
Tchaikovsky's lesser known ballet, Budgie Lake.
Remake of The African Queen, The African Fergie.
A streetcar named Vaguely Interested. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Peeping Tom.
It's time now to wake up Colin Sell for some improvised songs. Well, he's not going to sing them. He's going to accompany them at the piano. Teams, I'd like you to sing a blues, madrigal, or calypso number, the subject of which will be decided by the other team. So, Paul and Barry, what would you like Tim and Willie to sing?
We'd like them to wrestle with a madrigal, I think.
Okay.
And the subject, Kenneth Baker. Kenneth Baker, madrigal.
Blues would be better for that.
Lovely.
Thank you so much.
Right.
As I was walking down the street, I met the smarmy baker. Ooze.
I said, in my opinion, you are a poodle faker.
I said, you cannot take a hint. You really are quite bloody.
How long is it since they left a loaded plimsoll in your study?
After that triumph, Tim and Willie, will you set Paul and Barry a subject and a style to sing?
Well, I'll sing a blues. Gaza, Paul Gascoigne, Gaza Blues.
This morning, and a voice behind me said,
I don't want to go to Italy. That's why me eyes are red. I've been weeping on your pillow. I said, thank God, I thought I'd wet the bed. Mind me knee.
And pausing only to urge Colin Sell to go back to sleep again, we're going to play Through the Keyhole. At my command, each team will transport itself behind me and into one of two mystery cubicles, specially furnished to resemble the rooms of famous people. While the teams in the cubicle describe what they see, the others should ask questions in order to find out whose room it is. They have 1 minute to guess. And as you know, we have a very accurate stopwatch. Right, Paul and Barry, will you please venture into your cubicle while the answer goes up on our laser scoreboard? And here, for the benefit of listeners at home, is the mystery voice to tell you what it is.
The house of the Marquis de Sade. The house of the Marquis de Sade.
Okay, right. Tim and Willie, now, will you please enter your mystery... Oh, no, sorry, I've gone on to the wrong place. It's very confusing.
To the tune of...
It's that laser... I'm sure there's radiation coming out of that laser scoreboard. It's affecting me. Okay, are you in your cubicles, Paul and Barry?
Yes, we are. We're in somebody's house, actually.
Right, will you start to describe it and get ready to ask some questions, Tim and Willie?
I just looked in the bathroom now. There were some sandpaper Y-fronts. there's a blackboard with a piece of chalk permanently scraping across it.
Oh, it's a complete home and away video set.
There's a well-thumbed paperback, The Wit and Wisdom of Prince Philip.
An LP here of constant car alarms going off.
Rolls of sellotape where you can't find the join.
Oh! Hologram of Jeremy Beadle. Cartons of milk here and no scissors in sight. That's about it, really.
Do you want to question them, Tim or Willie?
No.
Shall I? Well, I'm asking. Whose house are you in? Are you Australian?
No.
We're not Australian.
As far as I can see, it either belongs to Keith Chegwin or Satan.
It's a house
you're
of horror.
You're close with both of those, really.
A perfect hell.
Keith Satan, is it? It's a perfect hell. It could be anybody that wants to be in...
Beelzebub Chegwin, you could try.
Is it a royal person?
Aristocratic. Yes, definitely, yes.
Humphrey Littleton?
Getting warmer all the time.
I don't know why Prince Edward leapt to mind. I suppose he ought to every now and then.
Now, what did we have? We had, lots of things like videos of Home and Away, all things.
Keith Chegwin, Satan.
Keith Chegwin, Satan, and Lord. He's a Lord. He's a.
We're
Lord.
Across the channel.
Oh.
French. Marquis de Sade.
Yeah, brilliant deduction there by Tim Brooke Taylor. Now, Tim and Willie, will you please enter your mystery cubicle? And here's the answer going up on the digital display. And here's... here's the mystery voice for you listening at home.
Number 10 Downing Street. the home of John Major. Number 10 Downing Street, the home of John Major.
Right, Tim and Willie, are you in the cubicle?
Sorry, can't hear you. We're in the cubicle.
Go ahead.
As one enters through the great double doors, one is faced with a feast of erotica. Beardsley, the dark side of Beatrix Potter, the finely bound volumes of the collected Viz.
Strapping myself into an armchair, all the G-plan furniture has leather straps and black rubber upholstery, I thought, this is the house of a good sport. In fact, a spanking good sport. What's that hanging from the ceiling?
Who is there, to be more appropriate?
Hanging from the ceiling, yes, indeed, but how fetching the Foreign Secretary looks dressed as a French maid.
Now, let's sum up. The large collection of whips and basques.
Dirty books, the mirror in every ceiling.
The overpowering aroma of dubbing and embrocation.
Fridge full of cartons of cold linseed oil.
David, who lives in this house?
Who's David? Okay, do you want to ask any questions, Paul?
Does Payne enter into this?
Only to, well, depends on your view.
Yes.
Your winding is up. It's not the area we think it is it?
I don't know where you are.
What do you think it is?
We were toying with the idea of Cynthia Payne, but it quite clearly isn't
well,
her.
Carry on, whatever.
Private life you are, yeah. Yeah. Toy away.
Is it John Major?
Oh.
Very worrying you got that. Is there something you know that we don't?
Now, I was having a drink with Margaret Howard and I heard one or two things. These things happen.
Right, now, our next game is not in the slightest bit funny. So what's new, I hear you cry, as one. Well, the difference is that the point of the game we're about to play is not to make the audience laugh. Teams, the game's called Straight Face. I want you to suggest a series of unamusing words. First person to raise a titter from the front row is out. And so on. And so on. Anyway. Okay, Paul.
Cupboard.
Glass.
Vestibule.
He always gets a laugh for that.
I'll allow that to go through, Barry. Just
they're underage, Humphrey.
I know,
they're
boring.
They are now.
Right.
Don't know what that means.
Willie.
Trumpet. You get a laugh at that, don't you? But I don't.
Oboe.
Humpy.
Yes, you're out. Yet Timbrook Taylor's out, I'm afraid. Got a terrific laugh for that one. He's out. He's not going to play any part in the rest of the game. And you won't hear from him again until this game's over and hopefully beyond.
No offence, Humpy.
Right. Now, bearing in mind that Tim's out.
Yes.
Barry, will you carry on, please?
Quirk. Trouser.
Haircut.
Trumpet.
You're out.
I want to play.
Right, go on. Barry, go on. Ignore him.
Humpy, humpy.
Masticate.
Humpy.
Audience.
Northern.
Bibulous. Gala.
Song.
Femur.
Bone.
Engine.
Any plans for Christmas?
Go and sit in the corner, Tim.
Bassinet.
Pendulum.
Pugwash.
Gusset.
Sorry, Barry.
I heard
a distinct titter. A cackle, you might say. Right, so it's between Willie and Paul.
Ha!
Is that your offering?
Well, cardboard, if you like.
Lift.
Exit.
Foam.
Fire.
Simple.
Area.
Oblong.
Clock.
Broccoli and the...
Don't mind him. Carry on. This is very good. This is a battle of wits.
Insulin.
Ivy.
Football.
Christmas.
I think, don't you agree, Barry?
We'll be on live at Christmas at this rate.
Yeah. Willie got a laugh there, so Paul wins it. Paul, well done. Right, we're now going to play the game called Mornington Crescent. Now, we have something of a novice at this in the comely shape of Paul Merton, so I've taken the precaution of making all mainline stations wild teams, as long as the preceding move is even. So let me repeat that. All mainline stations are wild as long as the preceding move is even. Have you got that?
Yeah.
Have you got that, Tim?
Was that mood or move?
Move.
Move. Mainline stations are wild as long as the preceding move is. Yep.
Right? Right, let's get on as quickly as we can with this. Paul, will you start?
Totteridge and Whetstone.
Tim?
That's just sheer luck. Flask Walk.
Liverpool Street.
Wild. Charing Cross Road.
Lavender Hill.
Of course it was, preceding station.
Yes. Even up, Tim.
Cockfosters.
Western Avenue.
Come back, Bill Tidy. Sorry, Jim. No, it's just your health play with.
He's stuck on Mornington Crescent Station.
Even. Garrick Street.
The Temple.
Ooh, oh, you brought in a ringer, Barry. Upper Holloway Road.
Hornsey Rise.
Bayswater Road.
Mornington Crescent.
Oh. Ah! Paul, won it the first time off. Great.
Well, he's not coming back.
You want to play another quick round of that? Start with you, Tim. Quickly, let's have a
the mouth.
Galloping version.
Where?
Sorry if I'm too quick for you, Hump. The mouth. Look, watch my lips.
Streatham High Road.
Chiswick High Street.
Pall Mall.
Why have we gone in this strange order, Hump?
Yes. Went out of order.
Your little new clever dick new boy. Went out of order then, Hump.
He did, yes. I was going to...
I suppose that's all right.
He might get us into trouble. So let's... What should we do? Let's go on to the next round.
Give him dispatch.
Well done, Paul.
Yeah, very good, Paul.
Very good.
Two games in a row you won, then.
Actually, I thought I was coming to do gardener's question time.
You are. Now, we're going to play a game called The Last Thing I Remember. Teams, what's the last thing you remember before becoming totally incapacitated or dead?
The last thing I remember is saying, I don't know why these Leeds United supporters have this reputation. You're just misunderstood, aren't you, lads?
I said to Pavarotti, come on, Lou, sit on my lap and give us cornetto.
The last thing I remember was discussing with Michael Heseltine the problem he has with his R's, and I just suggested quietly stop talking through it.
One of those satirical Johnnies, aren't you? I forget.
I saw Rosemary Connolly, author of The Hip and Thigh Diet, at a book signing, and I said, you've put on weight. And I was in the Kremlin, and I bumped into Mr. Gorbachev, and I said, did you enjoy your recent holiday at all?
Him.
The last thing I remember his saying was, do you know, I remember when you couldn't even swim like this in the Thames.
Last thing I remember was saying to Elizabeth Taylor, I think it's all that wedding cake that's doing it.
The last thing I was in this restaurant, and I heard Norman Lamont being asked how he'd like his steak, and I shouted, wooden, and straight through the heart.
I said to Margaret Thatcher, the face is familiar, but...
I was at a cocktail party and I went up to Geoffrey Archer. I said, look, I've had an argument with my friend. Was it 2,000 or 3,000 quid you gave to that prostitute?
Last thing I remember saying is, Kenny Ball, he's very good, isn't he, Humpy? Any advance on that or decline on that? Okay. It's time now to shake what little life there is out of the Collins Cell Showtime Band as we embark upon a singing relay. Teams, I'm going to ask you to sing a well-known song, but singing alternate words between you. Now, it's a lot harder than it sounds, so don't go rushing into it. Paul and Barry, will you sing just one of those things? And Colin, will you accompany it, please?
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just of one. Of those things. We'd...
No, sorry, don't. This is impossible.
Mornington Crescent.
You be Curtis, I'll be Ishmael.
You won't get a laugh between us, will you?
Meanwhile, back to the song. Where
Take
were
run
we?
Run at it, Paul.
And we'd... thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town. We'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen.
Welcome back.
Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Okay, Willie and Tim, will you give us a rendition now of For Once in My Life, please?
For once in my life, I have someone who needs
me.
Someone I've needed so long.
For
once,
unafraid,
I
can
go
where
life leads me.
And
somehow
I know I'll be strong.
For
once,
I
can
touch
what
my heart used to dream
of long before
I knew someone
warm
like
you
would
make
my dream
come true.
For
once
in my
life
I
won't
let sorrow
hurt me,
not
like
it's
hurt
me
before.
Once
I
have
something
I know
won't
desert
me,
I'm
not
alone
anymore.
For
once
I
can
say
this
is
mine,
you
can
take
it.
Long
as
I know
I
have
love,
I can
take
it.
For
once
in
my
life
I have someone
who
doing
which
in Chinese.
Puts Tim and Willis are enormously in the lead with 375 points. Paul and Barry's 8. Don't worry, Paul and Barry, it's early days yet. Finally, before we go on...
Well,
Finally, before we go off the air, and while Samantha decides how many points the teams have got between them, there's just time for some limericks now. Paul, here's your first line.
Is it coming via the spirit world?
I'm just thinking about that TV show that Tim was in.
It'd be nice to see you on the screen sometime, Huff.
You mean the widescreen?
Would need to be.
Paul, here's one. Paul, here's your first line. I have an enormous collection of Strauss.
I have an enormous collection of Strauss. The Blue Danube runs through my house.
Johann himself.
I have stuffed on a shelf.
By my inflatable Sir Stanley Rouse. I think you were right to pause before appreciating the genius behind that line. I appreciate it, thank you. A thoughtful audience, but a good one.
And a good one.
Those of you who don't know, Sir Stanley Rouse was head of the FA in 1843.
Yes. A close friend of Hump.
As was Strauss.
The elder.
The younger hated him.
Oh, that bad penny waltz. Who can forget it?
Come on, Samantha, let's
go. Sorry.
It wasn't me, Hump.
Right, but the scores are evenly balanced. Evenly balanced at two each. Tim, here's your first line.
One evening while listening to Brahms, the vicar's wife leapt in my arms.
In the ensuing melee,
she danced on my belly.
And set off the fire alarm.
Excellent.
Barry, take great care over this one.
George Miller.
A little known fact about Liszt.
I see what you mean. A little known fact about Liszt that listeners may well have missed.
Oh, well done.
He played Ludo and Lotto.
While partially blotto.
But he had to be pissed to pay whist.
Willie, here's a nicely poised first line for you.
When Johann Sebastian Bach was asked what he did after dark,
he said, I compose a Te Deum
and perhaps a Requiem.
And I pop out and flash in the park.
Okay. Right, that's all we have time for now. Join us again next time. Until then, from all of us, goodbye.
Timber Taylor, Barry Cryer, Paul Merton and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sells setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.